It was the masterful late and lamented comedian Bill Hicks who pointed it out in the starkest of terms. If those really were intelligent beings from another planet or even universe coming to Earth in what we call UFOs, why did they invariably seem to show up in out-of-the-way places, along America's truck routes and rural outposts? Tonight, our number one story in the countdown, perhaps the first true evidence of intelligence from outer space, flying saucers seen over Hawaii. Second set of sightings in a week. First, this was captured at Charlotte, North Carolina, by an amateur photographer whose video ricocheted around the Internet. Witnesses described it as a blue-green ball with a tail. The usual suspects were ruled out. It's not Venus. It's not an airplane. NORAD says it's not a satellite either. Then Friday, this other image hit the Internet around 6:20 p.m. in Honolulu, with witnesses describing it as two little fireballs with a stream behind it. Also noting they changed directions a few times. The National Weather Service and the FAA had no explanation. While the U.S. military was conducting missile defense drills nearby, those did not occur until an hour after those images were made. Joining us now from San Jose, California, Lester Velez, the Assistant State Director for MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network in California. Mr. Velez, thank you for your time tonight, sir.
Thank you.
Before we get to the specific examples from this past week, your group's serious about this. Tell me about MUFON and what you do.
Well, MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, is dedicated to the study of UFOs and what benefit it could possibly be to humanity. We feel that if we understood the technology behind these unknowns, that perhaps it could be utilized in some fashion to better our lot in life.
Let's look at what your assessment is of these two sightings. This first image that we saw from Charlotte, explained in the newspaper, the article in a Charlotte Observer edition by an astronomer. He said this was a fireball, a meteor about 30 miles high, that burned up in the atmosphere. I know it's just a still image, but is that a viable explanation to you?
Well, it's one of many viable explanations. Most of the sightings, probably 95%, are explainable to some degree by totally standard, you know, types of sightings, like airplanes, as you said earlier, or space junk. But then there are those 5% that are pretty incredible and very hard to explain. I did take a look at that photo, and it's a remarkable photo, but I tend to agree with, I think it was an astronomer that was saying that it was probably a meteor that was coming in. But then again, you can't tell because they're just... You can't get your hands around it, your arms around it. They're out there, just beyond our reach, and so it's difficult to get a clear understanding of what it is.
The second report from Hawaii, that was a little different. It was explained by an expert there, something called a contrail. Give me an idea what a contrail is, and also give me your opinion on if this looks like a contrail to you.
Right. The photograph that I saw, or the video that I saw, was a little bit difficult to see because it was on this little square piece on my computer screen. But basically, a contrail is the exhaust from an aircraft that creates oxygen, or water in the atmosphere, and it freezes and it creates this trail. And then after a while, it dissipates either through heating or wind dispersion. So it's a distinct possibility. The one thing that the witness said, though, was the fact that he saw this thing move and change direction, which a contrail doesn't usually do. Mm-hmm. However, if there was two jets going in two different directions and the contrail evaporated on one and then became apparent on the other, it could explain it.
I mentioned at the beginning the Bill Hicks joke about the destinations of the supposed visitors. Obviously, he did that for a laugh, but you think there's a kernel of seriousness in there? Wouldn't intelligent beings who came here from light years away know enough about us already to visit the capitals?
Well, I tell you, we have found that the incidence of cases where not only just sightings, but people supposedly have been in contact, are pretty amazing. And through various types of analysis, we've been able to determine that whether or not these people are coming from another planet, interdimensional, maybe time travelers, who knows?
Yeah, well, at least they chose Hawaii. Lester Velez, the California State Chair of the Mutual UFO Network, great thanks for your time tonight, sir.